The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Hey, Ramage, Eamon. And as you heard from Eamon, the big discussion at the moment is what is going to emerge from the NPHET meeting and what action is the government likely to take in respect of the lifting of all of the COVID restrictions. And the mood music would suggest that we are going to be left with restrictions for some time to come, because as you heard, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said that there is a likelihood that things like mask wearing, COVID certs, possibly antigen testing will have a role to play for many weeks to come. On top of that, the Chief Executive of the Health Service Executive, Paul Reid, has said that it is time, and I quote, to hit the reset button. He said, one, if unvaccinated, you're at higher risk, resulting in a disproportionate impact. Do the right thing. Two, for the rest of us, time to do the basics well again. Both of the above work. I'm joined by Michael McNamara, who's independent TD for Clare, and he's former chair of what was once the Oireachtas COVID Committee, since been disbanded. And I'm also joined by Garrett O'Hearn, who's Fine Gael Shannon spokesperson on enterprise and trade. And Michael, if I can start with you, if you were a betting man, would you say the chances of all restrictions being lifted as we expected on the 22nd have gone out the window? Sorry, Michael, your line is bad there. We'll try to get you on a better line, and I'll come back to you in just 2 seconds. Garrett O'Hearn, the Fine Gael Shannon spokesperson on enterprise and trade. Same question to you. Expectation in relation to the 22nd?
Yeah, no, I think, thanks very much for having me on, Anton. I think, first of all, I think the important thing is that the decisions that are made in the best interests of the people of the country and of the industries that are most affected. And I think there's some measures that we can bring forward for the next number of months that will protect industries and protect people. And for me, I think that's the COVID, the digital COVID cert. I think that creates an opportunity, certainly for us as a government, to reopen the country, continue with reopening the country, but protect people and protect jobs. Because people I speak to in the industry, from pub owners to restaurant owners, they've said the last number of months that the amount of people who come in has been low. And it's been low for a number of reasons. But one of the main reasons is people are still cautious. And if we get to a situation on Friday where we disband the digital COVID cert, you know, that nervousness within society, that concern that people have going into an environment which in a pub or a cafe will only increase. So I think there's an opportunity there for us to continue with the digital cert to protect people. Because at the end of the day, the digital COVID cert, it's an inconvenience. It's an inconvenience that will probably increase over the next 2 months. And in my view, that I think that'll encourage more people who haven't got vaccinated to get vaccinated. Because,
well, I want to come back to that in more length, Garrett, the thing of how you get more people vaccinated, because Paul Reid has made very clear that that is one of the main things that need to happen. I mean, if you talk to people in ICUs, the percentage of those who are presenting from within the unvaccinated cohort is grossly disproportionate to the numbers in the vaccinated versus unvaccinated cohort. But before that, just in relation to Friday, Michael McNamara, you're back there. We can just say a word there to make sure we can hear you.
Hello.
Hello. Very good, Michael. Nice to hear you. Listen, in respect of the lifting of restrictions, did the government get it wrong? Did NPHET get it wrong? Because we were very much led to believe that by now we'd be out of the woods, and it appears we're far from that.
Yeah, I mean, on the 5th of October, Philip Nolan of NPHET was saying that we were moving towards eliminating COVID-19, which surprised me, given the numbers that were testing positive on the 5th of October. But there you go, less than a month later, we're looking at continuing current restrictions, if not increasing restrictions. And we see a lot of procedures cancelled in Limerick University today, not directly maybe linked to COVID, but indirectly, because the reality is we have a healthcare system which can't withstand any additional pressures. It never could. I mean, it was always stretched to capacity and beyond every single winter. And I think there's an anticipation that it'll be the same, if not worse, this winter. Very little has been done to increase capacity. And I suppose it's easier now to sort of impose restrictions than it normally would have been. I mean, the idea, if you said in 2009 or 2019, that we were going to lock down society because our hospital capacity was terrible because of chronic management and underfunding, although maybe more of the former than the latter, because we have a reasonably well-funded health system by international standards. People would say that's simply not possible, that we would lock down society because our health system is terrible. But now people seem to accept it, so that's what will happen.
What then about the issue that Gareth Ahern was raising there about the unvaccinated? Because while obviously hospital capacity is one of the things, the latent hospital capacity is one of the major factors, the other factor is how much of that capacity is being taken up by people with COVID, and a disproportionate number of those are people unvaccinated with COVID.
That is correct, undoubtedly. The statistics seem to show that vaccination considerably reduces the risk of A, infection, and B, in particular, serious infection that requires hospitalisation. On the other hand, you know, we have to look at the reasons that people aren't being vaccinated. Perhaps some of them are people who have had COVID and therefore have acquired a degree of immunity. Now, maybe not a perfect immunity, but a degree of immunity, which some studies would suggest is at least as good, if not greater, than that from vaccination. We know that only 30% of pregnant women are vaccinated. It's easy to label everybody who's not vaccinated as an anti-vaxxer, but like the majority of women who haven't pregnant women who are not taking the vaccine will go on to vaccinate their children, because the statistics of children who are not being vaccinated is a lot more than 70%. So it's not, I think, fair to say that everybody who's not taking the vaccine is an anti-vaxxer.
It is fair, one assumes, to infer that of the 300,000, a good chunk are anti-vaxxers.
It's fair to suggest that some are, but there are many who are not. There are a variety of reasons. I mean, you know, close to half a million people now in the country have had COVID. That's close to 10% of the population. I don't know whether some or all of them went on to be vaccinated or not. There was a lot of debate as to whether or not one vaccine would suffice or whether two was required. I think the NIAC recommendation was that one would suffice, yet people weren't able to get vaccine certs. If they went with that, so there's that. Then, as I say, there's only 30% of pregnant women have been vaccinated, notwithstanding the fact that the vast majority of women who have babies will go on to have those children vaccinated.
Okay, well, let me go back to Gareth Ahern.
Neither are they.
One assumes let's be clear. Where you say they're not anti-vaxxers, the fact that you are a pregnant woman does not exclude you from being vaccinated.
No, in fact, it is further reason
to be vaccinated, which means if you are a pregnant woman who's decided not to be vaccinated, you are by definition an anti-vaxxer.
Well, if you look at what the HSE say, they say that that it is safe for pregnant women to take the vaccine. But then if you read on, they say that no trials have been carried out on pregnant women because this is a relatively new vaccine. Now, if it is safe to take the vaccine, and I believe it is because the HSE are saying it is, so it must be, then they should say on what basis they're saying that. But I think it's not...
I must be clear on this. One of the things that Luke O'Neill, whenever he's on this station, makes very clear is that very few vaccines, very few medical interventions in human history have had the scale of real-world testing that the COVID vaccines had.
But I just want to make it clear
because you did assert that there hasn't been specific testing on pregnant women. There is a lot of data in respect of pregnant women.
That's what the HSE are saying on their website, that there have been no studies in respect of pregnant women. Now, that may be incorrect. There may have been, but they should publish that and they should put people at ease because they say it's...
Michael. That's one of the things I want to do is exactly that, of putting people at ease. I am not arguing with your point about studies in respect of pregnant women. I am arguing your point in respect of data in relation to pregnant women, of which there is copious amounts.
But can you please listen to what I'm saying? I'm saying that the HSE are saying that on their website, say no trials are carried out in respect to pregnant women. That may be incorrect information. There may be lots of trials, but the HSE should correct that if they want pregnant women to get vaccinated. I am making the point that only 30% of pregnant women are vaccinated, yet the vast majority of women at the end of that pregnancy will have a baby and they will go on to have that baby vaccinated. So that calls into question the lazy labelling of everybody who's not vaccinated as an anti-vaxxer.
Sorry, hang on for a minute. Hang on. On what? You're saying you're drawing a judgment that they will get their child vaccinated for other illnesses, therefore they're pro-vaccine in relation to COVID?
No, I'm saying they're not anti-vaxxers. I mean, if the majority of children are vaccinated still in Ireland, yet only 30% of pregnant women are vaccinated. So what I'm saying is it's very easy and lazy easy to label them as anti-vaxxers merely because they're not vaccinated for COVID, when in fact...
Okay, well, this issue was raised by Gareth Ahern in this discussion anyway, who's Fine Gael's Shannon spokesperson on enterprise and trade. Gareth, what do you think the solution is? If you look at Paul Reid's suggestions, he's saying two things. One, recommitment to public health behaviours, and two, let's get more people vaccinated. The ESRI has said there has been significant slippage in relation to good public health behaviour, and we have seen a difficulty with that 300,000 cohort in getting them to get vaccinated. So what needs to be done to solve those two challenges?
Yeah, can I first of all just say, Anton, just if there are people listening here today, who women who are pregnant, you go to your GP, and talk to them. If you have any concerns whatsoever in terms of the vaccine, you talk to your GP. You don't listen to me or you don't listen to Michael. You speak to your GP. They'll give you the right directions. In terms of encouraging people to get vaccinated who haven't, there's different types of people. Some people just haven't got vaccinated. They didn't get vaccinated during the summer. Time went on too long. They just didn't bother. Or then they felt there's a certain cohort of people who felt that if they just get to the 22nd of October, then they're true and they're free and everything's back to normal. I think there's an opportunity for a lot of those people. And we've actually seen it in the last number of days, the increase in the number of people who are actually getting vaccinated per day. I think we're seeing people who actually want to get vaccinated for the Christmas. It's quite similar to during the summertime, you'll remember, where a lot of predominantly young people didn't really feel the need to get vaccinated. They knew they weren't themselves particularly in danger of being unwell, but they wanted to go on holiday, so they got vaccinated to be able to use the digital cert to go abroad. I think you'll see the same thing if we extend the digital COVID cert beyond the 22nd of October, where people will get vaccinated to be able to have a normal Christmas, to be able to go out to meet work colleagues, to meet friends. But there's a range of measures that need to be continued. That we've been doing for the last 18 months. And there has been slippage, and everyone recognises that. And in some ways, enforcement of the digital COVID cert is one thing that needs to be ramped up if we are going to continue it. But look, this gives opportunities for businesses as well. We've been talking about trying to open up nightclubs for the last number of months. You know, this gives the opportunity to be able to open up the nightclubs. It gives the opportunity of perhaps extending the closing times. So it shouldn't, in my view, be seen as a negative thing that we're continuing some measures. I wouldn't really call them restrictions, but continuing some measures. What it does is it actually gives opportunities.
Indeed, Gareth, and I should restate, we obviously at this point are going on the supposition and the implication from what the Taoiseach has said, that it looks like those measures will continue. But of course, NPHET has to finalise their meeting. That advice then has to be given to the Cabinet, and the Cabinet decision gets made tomorrow morning as to what the nature of those restrictions will be, if any. That is Gareth Ahern, who is Fine Gael Shannon's spokesperson on enterprise and trade. And before him, Michael McNamara, independent TD for Clare and former chair of the Oireachtas COVID Committee. Text saying the HSE and Institute of Obstetricians and Gynecologists are very clear on their strong recommendation to be vaccinated in pregnancy. 53106 if you want to get in touch with the show.